So the first 30 days after marriage, Chazal ordered that she's gone halbala. Chazal permitted that she's allowed to wash her face. From the day of the Nisuin, 30 days, order that she shouldn't be miskan al-bab. Kosov echayadim, near shizel hoyu b'mizmaneim, shlo hoyu b'beis ha-knesses kol ha-yoyim. So they weren't in shul the whole day. So the husband and wife were together, so shlo tizgan al-bab, they permitted it. Abazman ha-zesha in a-roya o-yiso kol ha-yoyim. V'shamati shenoyim b'zehet. Chayadim says, but nowadays, you get up in the morning, in the chayadim days, the chayadim's days, you get up in the morning, you go to the shul, and that's it. You don't come back till after Marv. So you don't see her the whole day. So
yeah, I'm just curious, how did that happen?
And it was dark. And it was dark when you get up in the morning. It wasn't the headlights. So you're never going to see her anyway. So what's the heter of washing her face?
I'm just curious, how did that happen that they went, that in the real old days, they actually did not daven as long as we do?
They didn't say all the putin, though, you said.
Some places are still. I grew up, we had a 15-minute break in the afternoon. That was it.
I remember the first year I was there, they set the oven at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
We started tomorrow at 8 o'clock at night, and that was it. There was no break at all.
Yeah.
It was 13 hours straight.
Yeah, I think I remember when I was there at 8 minutes.
It was very recently the change.
I mean, here we don't say all that many. But we're saying even the most basic ones they didn't say?
I don't know.
It took longer.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what time he's referring to, but the Zman Chazal, they weren't,
Because they had more kavana. They didn't need this one.
They didn't have it all. Yudim were created much later. Now, this din is an interesting din, of the din of Kala, because we discussed before, is the Yisur Achil and Shtiyah is clearly the Raisi. The other Inuyim, which Chazal prohibited on Yom Kippur, Nilas HaSandal, Rechitza, Sikha, and Tasha Zamita, are those the Raisi or not? So that's the Mechagas Rishon. So one of the rayas that the Rishonim bring that the Rabbanan is from the heter of Kala. Because it's the rice of it's very nice, he's gone abalas, and it's the rice of Rechitza, that's it. It's tough luck. So how do you understand this heter of the din of Kala? So the Mishabur before touched on it, and he said that the Rishonim will learn that Rechitza is the rice. Answered his kasha by saying that the rice is only for Zuchitza's kola goof or roiva goof. So she's only washing her face. She's not washing her whole. So that's clearly only the rabbanon. So for that, again, the chum could say, because of the rabbanon, we were willing to be matarit because of the need of Shaltizka and Abba.
So the raya is not a perfect raya.
Right, that's how the Rishonim answer, right? So now, Bezman Chazal, the word is Machloik is called Tvila Bezman HaMitzvah. Is there a mitzvah deraisa that a person should go to the mikveh at the proper time? The proper time for each one of the different tumas or not? So we'll see in both of these sifim, in Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, that we're not matter based on Tvila Bezman HaMitzvah. Bisman that they were dealing with taharas, and there was an issue of anything you would touch would become tamei. So there was a need for a person to be tayvul. It wasn't the tzarech tainu, and there's taharas. You're going to mess up the whole house by the person. So we want the person to be tayvul. But nowadays we don't deal with taharas, so there's not a heter. Now there isn't din. There's a din of the Gemara. The Gemara says that balkari is also the daven. So a person has carry, he can't daven. So that should be a heter. But the more that we pass in Karnogu, Alma, the more that we do like Rabbi Loy, I think it is, that he says that they're revatal to that halacha that Chachomer Masak and the Balkari can't daven was baltal already. They're revatal that. So that which we're knowing that a person who has carry his tovel is just a minig of Alma. So it's not going to be mutan Yom Kippur. Mishra carry Yom Kippur, Bezman Azeh Yom Kippur. So we're stressing Bezman Hazeh. See, Mitlachu, if it's still moist, Mekanchu b'map of a dais, he takes it off with a dry cloth, and that's it. Bim Yavishu, if it's already dried. Oishen Islachlech, that the person became dirty in more than one, you know, in various different areas, so he needs to clean himself off. He's allowed to clean off the areas where it is, and then he could daven. Now, there is a machlokes before Siman Pei Aleph, I think it is, whether we consider carry the zera like tsoyer or not. They should ask her an isur tefillah. The lashon l'shulchan aruch sounds like it's also else. There's an also is an isur the daven you have it on you even without the isur. Then you're not going to mikvah. Mashiach Mishmar, but it brings that we pass is not considered like tsoyer, and it wouldn't be usur. But we do is allow the person over here like any other type of dirt on your body. Is that before a person can wash up dirt? It's not worse than any other dirt. A person can wash it off.
But is that they're talking about at a derabanan level? Because tsoyer is deraisa, right?
Tsoyer is deraisa. I don't know whether the machlokes is you know the tzad which is matur is matur legamri. So you know, I assume probably the tzad which asks is the rabbanan, but I'm not sure about that. If also lichutz gufay litvol, the person can't wash his whole body, can't be tovol.
What's the last thing that
you could? I'll be shari must have shown who rogel litvol the tefillah. Even if the whole year he's accustomed when he has carry, he goes to the mikvah. In order to daven, before he davens, in case we had carry, but not on Yom Kippur. So, Zayin Mishin Yislachlich. But Zayin Mishin Yislachlich, B'zeh, B'sir, B'kamim, B'kamis. It's a lot of different areas in his body. You can't just wipe it off with one spot. That's not going to work. So, you can wash, the person can wash up the areas. Rochetz, B'kamis. When you do it, you use water. You use your hand. You can't use a bag. So you have the skid because we're afraid you're going to squeeze out the liquid. You're going to squeeze out the liquid from the bag, which that's also to do out the malacha. You can't wash the other parts of your body. Some people, if they can't get to a mikvah, they're ma'ak, but at least the Gemara says that if a person will pour 9 kav of water over his body, Rosh HaBarubai, so that's going to be the equivalent of tevila for the purposes of that. Balkari is now permitted to daven, to learn Divrei Torah. So even a person is ma'ak, but on Tisha Kav the whole year, he can't do it on Yom Kippur.
So he would be allowed to
dive
and then learn.
Correct. Abishav Shabbos Hashanah. Lamed. The Bismarck is that ain't sarch tefillah the Balkari Medina. The Morva says, that the kind of Ezra was Masak and the Balkari can't learn and can't dive in. It's the kind of Ezra. That the kind of was Batal. Neither for learning or for davening, that's Batal. Kileb, Sim, and Peches. And the Hatam Shabbos is that Isra Rechitza. So it's a minute. So it's a minhag, a strong minhag, but the ma'aseh you're not going to matter any sort of chitza for that purpose.
I understand. Wow. They may have covered this before, but that erev Yom Kippur, you know, it's that going, you know, even though it's a minhag to go to mikvah, obviously a very very strong universal minhag, but if a person had a bal keri, he should definitely in that situation.
You know, correct.
You mean even me bavatol tefillah betzibur erev Yom Kippur in order to
correct
make sure that he's
right. So that's you know that's because it's a strong method. It's a strong minute. It's a pizayir etc. It's a strong minute to do, but it's not coming out to Yom Kippur. Okay, bisman hazayud beis also the isha litul by Yom Kippurim. I feel like gear zman tefillah by bayam. So we don't have a thing in a tefillah bisman a mitzvah nowadays, which would apply to a woman. Bizman Chazal was a mitzvah for a woman to go to the mikvah in the proper time, even if she would not be with her husband, because tefillah was on a mitzvah. We don't pass into tefillah was on a mitzvah. So the reason why a woman is tefillah is the tzar ba'ala. So we have 3 reasons why a person is tefillah. A woman is tefillah in case of neither, because of the hatred to her husband. There is because of the issue of taharis, it shouldn't be metama, truma, etc., kachim. And because of the concept of tefillah b'zman mitzvah, so we pass in tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah. So the fact that A, B,
Taurus, you don't have as much as it. So the only issue is the Tzarek Ba'alah. So the Tzarek Ba'alah, she's not a Mutter B'tashas anyway in Yom Kippur, so why should she go to the Mikvah? B'klau, the more mitzvah, it's irrelevant now for a woman. That would apply to, let's say, a Zov. So the law is that Mikra Din, all of the Tovlim go to the Mikvah, go to the mikvah b'yoyim, except for Anita and Yoletz. Anita goes to the mikvah after the 7 days, and Yoletz goes to the mikvah after the 40 days or the 80 days. But the Zov is tevel the seventh day during the day, and the Abalkari is tevel during the day, and etc. They're all tevel during the day. A woman goes to the mikvah, she goes to the mikvah the night time. But we give her the chumras of both Anita and Azov. Anita does not need 7 clean days.
So she's not going to the mikveh at the right time anyway.
The mona should go to the mikveh, because if you're saying she's a Zova, that's why she needs 7 clean days.
And she should go ahead in the day.
She should go during the day. If you tell me that she was Anita, she should have went the night, you know, after seven days. After the 7 days from the beginning of the Riyah, not after 7, you know, so there's only clean days. So Monashar, he wouldn't have Tzilu Zvana Mitzvah anyway, by the way. Once the Gemara says, the minig the women had was even they saw Tipa Kikardo, they keep Shiva Nikiyim, it's a minig of the Gemara. The Gemara says to do that. So this Chumah that they added, the time from the Gemara already, removes the concept of Tzilu Zvana Mitzvah from any woman who goes to the Mikvah. So you only have because the Tzarek Baala or the Tzarek Taharis, which you don't have as much as that.
When were they Mabal Ezra's Tekala?
It's a Gemara in Brachas.
Way later.
It was way later.
And what was their justification to be Mabal Bezdin that was before them?
It's a great question. It's a big mutrinish in that Quran, because the Moor's Lashon is fast, and the Moor's Lashon was that
Ezra was no sloucher. To say that they were bigger than him.
No, they weren't bigger. They weren't bigger than Ezra. That's
yeah.
It's hard to argue. The Moor's Lashon was even Rabbi Huda. It seems that Rabbi Huda Beloit disagreed with the whole Yisrael of the Tefanas Ezra. They said that Ezra was made such a Tefanah because he says they return not Mekablin Tumah.
Yeah.
So if he disagreed with the whole premise, and the Moor says that the
Pesach, he's denying that Ezra ever said it. So.
That's what seems to be the Moor's Lashon. Seems that he never made such a.
Okay.
But the problem is, it's clear Bryce that he did, so you have to figure it out.
No. What about the principle of if people, Rove Seberg, it can't be omed on the.
The problem with Rove Seberg, they can't be omed, it only applies in the Tefana, which was made and was not in his Kabbal, because Rove Seberg couldn't handle it.
It wasn't this Kabbal in the first.
But if you say that, Ezra made the Tefana beginning by Shane. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Huda Beloy was.
An Amara, no?
Was, no, he's a Tana. But he was 400 years later. So 400 years, if you say that they were doing it, so apparently the Rav Tzibur was able to do it. So then you can say, well, nowadays it's hard for the Rav Tzibur, that's too late. But then the Rav Tzibur was only originally the Mekah Lekana, and the Rav Tzibur did not accept it because it was difficult, so it never became effective. Laman Aleph, where are you? Phil Shalashem Tashmish. So she's going to the mikvah, not going for tashmish, because that's Ezra anyway. Elke should take Torah, Gamkein. Her goal is just she wants to be Tahara. So that's still Ezra, because there's no real need for that.
Tashmish is Ezra.
Right. Also, Yom Kippur, period. Now. A woman who's changing to her into her 7 clean days, so she, which means she's going to start wearing white garments. So that's the way to refer to the fact she's suddenly climbing. So she needs to do what's called a hefsek tahara. She has to do a bedikah to see that she's tahara. Before she does a bedikah, she wants to be sure there's no dam there from beforehand. So she needs to wash herself off. So muteris lirchutz mat ben yarchus. She's allowed to wash a little bit over that area with water if necessary. It's not letzarech tainug. So it's mutter. Well, tirchutz a bag of kim, but yet she can't use a cloth because then you have a skita problem. She'll tell that they skita. So that's mutter. Even in kippur, that'll be mutter for her to wash herself. The Bir Lachas points out, so in the case where a woman, her Leil Tefillah would have been the Yom Kippur, so what does she do? So she prepares Erev Yom Kippur like a woman would prepare say Erev Shabbos, she does all the preparations beforehand. Then Mosi Yom Kippur, she does a quick shower and the chafifa, and then she goes to the Mikvah Mosi Yom Kippur. Okay.
When did you say she's allowed to wash herself in Yom Kippur?